Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v Eriš intervjuju, kjer se bomo danes v pomoči Daniela in Eleni Benjamin potopili v ustvarjalne globine dvojca See and Dare. Slednji bodo v pomoči domačih na Jova prav danes nastopili v okviru otvoritvene sezone Index v kinu Šiška. Vsi obiskovalci, ki boste obiskali današnji koncert in preostale tri, si boste pa lahko zagotovili tudi posebne ugodnosti ob nastopu MUM. Z njima se bom pogovarjal Luka Vučković, predtem pa si privoščimo še skladbo z njunega prvenca My Heart Sick Chord, ki nosi naslov The Heart of the Rainbow. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Eleni.
Hi.
You've been in Slovenia before. It's nice to finally have you here on our radio.
Yeah.
And tell us, how is returning back here in Slovenia?
It's very nice. We decided to come one day before the show so we can spend some more time in Ljubljana to see more of the city. We've been here last summer, but it was too short, mm-hmm. So it's great that we could be here yesterday. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and we told the Kino Šiška guys we only come if we can spend one day off here because it's so nice to hang out here.
Nice. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, a selection of songs that you made for Slovenian portal Hrukmak includes a music piece from our rapper Antoko.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Are you following his music?
Of course.
We met him last summer and we became friends, and this video was so funny. We liked it right away, so we had to put this video.
Yeah, it had a nice vibe that we really liked, and it felt like the right place to, you know, in the list as, I don't know, was it number 3, number 4, something like that.
But you make it as a playlist.
Yeah, totally.
Nice. Well, music that you listen come from all corners of the world and varies from genre to genre. Does this affect your music in any way?
Yeah, a lot. It's very important for us to absorb what we listen to and see what is unique about it and not copy it, but use this as inspiration and try to make our own. That's the most important thing about CNR, is that we try to make pop music that everyone can understand, but still that doesn't sound like anything else.
Yeah, you have to have this feeling. I have never heard this before. So if you have this fresh feeling, then it's right.
And for start, for all those who don't know you yet, we'll have the opportunity to get to know you for the first time today. Tell us, how did you met? How did you start making music?
Well, we met when we were teenagers. We in a small village in southern Germany, where her parents just had moved from Greece. I liked watching the sunset when I was a teenager, because we have these fields of potato fields where you can really see nice sunsets. And one night I saw her walking just as the sun went down in summer. And she was a little younger than me, and I realized something is weird, and she looked really weird. So my mother had told me of something about sleepwalkers before, and I just realized, oh, maybe she's sleepwalking. So I knew where she lived, because I had a little crush on her, so I knew where she lived from where the school bus stopped and everything. So I heard that if someone's sleepwalking, you have to gently push him somewhere and don't wake him up, otherwise this will end up psychotic or something. And so I tried to push her and rang the bell, and it apparently the parents forgot to lock the door. So she walked out, and yeah, but you didn't remember, did you?
No, not really. My mother told me the day after, but no.
And so how the story of
the of course I kind of that's how we met, because I told her later that and she knew from her mother, and then I had this crush on her, and I thought she had a really nice way of moving through life, which was very rhythmic, and I felt like I should start a band with her, because she was really unique.
Yeah, this was the first question that he asked me, like, can you sing? Like, we barely knew each other, but this was his first question. I was like, no, but I can scream, I guess. So
then so we started. Said, let's do a punk rock band.
So we started our first project, which was a punk rock band called Jumbo Jet, which was very energetic and cool.
And who is C and who is R in your band?
Can you speak German?
Well, not really.
If you can a little bit, you find out yourself. See and air.
She and him.
Exactly. Yes. So you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, so.
It's a wordplay. We also
see, but it's also she grew up in Greece, you know, at close to the sea. Mm. I grew up in the southern German mountains, which is basically just on the other side of, you know, where we are now. Mm-hmm. It's not far from here. It's like 5 hours just on the other side of the Alps. And yeah, so I'm more the air guy. I like flying and everything, and she likes swimming.
And everyone is afraid of the other's territory. So yeah. I don't like the flying stuff and the air. And he is really afraid of some stuff that happens in the sea. Like whenever he gets out with his little boat, he's always like looking to the left, to the left and to the right, if something strange is going to come up and swallow him or something. So
I grew up near the sea, so I'm more with you.
Yeah.
One of the milestones in your music career is definitely touring with Whitney Houston. Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it was really funny, because we got invited to play some shows, and it was this as you can tell, it's like the weirdest thing ever, because it doesn't fit to our music at all. But still, we like challenges, so we said we gotta do this and just see what happens with the audience, how they like us, and not expect anything. And yeah, and it started really bad in Leipzig in Germany. The audience was really aggressive because they obviously thought we are taking the time from Whitney away or something. But then we realized how to, without changing the music, how to change the approach and maybe the song list and everything. And then in the end, it worked out really well, actually. In the last show in Stuttgart, Germany, we sold out all the merchandise we had, so that was good. We realized we can make music for housewives.
Which is good, because they have money.
Yeah.
Oh, you were directly involved into pop music, be as creators or as admirers. So how do you perceive its evolution? How do you see pop music today?
To me, it seems like it's it got boring during the last 10 years. I think the last decade of pop music was the first one that wasn't really interesting. Mm-hmm. But it's obviously, it's the same with classical music, that it has to be at one point, it has to be boring. It's not dangerous anymore like in the beginning. It's not crazy anymore, or youth culture. Everyone listens to pop music, you know. Mm-hmm. Even grandparents listen to pop music. So I think that's where we're at right now, and what we try to do with it is we try to see how we can form a new way of pop mm-hmm. music, and make some of the stuff that wasn't available for, like we said, housewives. Mm-hmm. Try to make it available for them, you know, make noisy music that everyone can understand. Mm-hmm. Or bring some classical stuff into it, like we did with the harpsichord. And yeah, that's the approach, but who knows what's happening, what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll take a short break. Mm-hmm. We'll continue with music.
Yeah.
Tako da, kar predlagam, da prisluhnemo še eni skladbi See and There z naslovom Do Animals Cry.
Animals cry.
Pozdravljeni nazaj v Eriš intervjuju, z mano sta še vedno See and There. We were talking a lot about your music approach. You're determined to represent popular music in a different way. Your music includes a variety of approaches and instruments. I think you are evoking tradition, but at the same time, you modernize it. What is your key?
The key is probably taking whatever we are enthusiastic about, you know. It's just this idea of bringing whatever you stand for, you know. If someone says, hey, I found something, I really like it, and puts this into music, it's more credible than if you try to make some cool hip shit or something, you know. So that's what we like. If, for example, I've been listening to Journey a lot, which is really middle of the road American rock, but I think fantastic songs, and it's totally not hip at the moment, but I don't care. It's just got it. I've got this feeling where it pushes me, and I feel like, wow, great choruses. I need to put that something of that into my music as well. You know, same with classical music, like harpsichord, Bach stuff. You know, melodies and everything.
And what about now? I mean, you've touring a lot these years from 2011, when you released your first album. Did you have the opportunity to develop any new ideas and patterns you would like to follow in the future?
I mean, there was always a little bit time left in the sound check where we could jam, or some of us had an idea, a fragment or something, and then, you know, we could work on it a little bit. And we have a little break at the moment, so we're developing, or I mean, most of the songs are quite done. We somehow wrote them on the road.
We wrote them in our minds as well, in a way. We said actually we should do more of that, you know, singing under while you're showering thing, and trying to put that on paper, even though we don't write down music, but yeah.
And will you play any of them today?
Yeah, we try to. Yeah, we can't promise that they're gonna be super great, but we definitely try.
Yeah, that was the idea of playing a few shows this year, you know. In some of our favorite places like Ljubljana, just to return and try out some new songs.
And if on the first album there were harpsichords, in what direction would you like to go now?
You want to know too many stuff. There must be secrets. Yeah. So
there is an idea, and it's kind of extreme again, in a way, but we can't tell you. That wouldn't be fair to the rest of the world.
You've created also soundtrack for two German films. How did the experience differ from creating music for your album?
Film music is more about just atmospheres, and you don't have vocals, you know. It's more free. You don't have a song structure. I think you have more freedom somehow. It's different to work on film music than on classical pop song.
It's also more minimalistic.
Yeah.
And what role does sensuality play in your music?
Well, it's the most important key. I mean, sensuality is actually a great word, because emotion is maybe a little bit worn out, you know, but actually that's what music, if music is good, it's feeling, you know, it's you stop thinking, oh, great guitar player, or what a nice rhythm, or something like that. You just start feeling it, and it connects to your own inner feelings, and I think that's top priority.
Okay, Daniel and Eleni, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for inviting us.
I wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you.
Tako, v sklopu Eriš intervjuja nam ne prestane nič drugega, kot da vas povabim na obisk nocojšnjega nastopa CNDR v Kino Šiška, ker boste njuno glasbo lahko preverili tudi v živo. Koncertni večer boste otvorila na UA, pred nastopom pa se boste lahko sprehodili po razstavi slovenskega umetnika Zorana Pungerčarja. Nasvidenje.
Intervju Radia Študent.